In many ways, our UU principles and purposes are in beautiful alignment with the spirit of the Montana Women's Chorus. In both of these communities, we are encouraged to discover our own truths, to bring justice, equity, and compassion to our relationships, to support a world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all, and to honor the wisdom and gifts inspired by many living traditions. In both communities as well, there's an amazing flow of kindness and support, a divine give and take, as we offer our talents in one moment and receive what we need in the next. One gift I've received from the Montana Women's Chorus is the gift of a long-lasting friendship with the director of the Bozeman chapter of our chorus, Betsy Wise. We were both founding members when the chorus first began. That's where we met. Betsy is an artful musician who performs in many venues around Bozeman and beyond, as well as teaching voice, guitar, and ukulele. My sister Betsy lives into the spirit of empowerment that is the cornerstone of the Montana Women's Chorus, as she offers positivity and encouragement to every voice in the choir. Betsy.
Okay, so with that introduction, we're going to sing a song for you, and then I'll talk.
Everybody, I'm Betsy Wise, and this is the Montana Women's Chorus. In the hand. So the first thing I want to say is that this women's chorus is open to all women, so you don't have to be a singer. There's no auditions. You never have to sing alone unless you decide you wanted to take a chorus. So any woman in the room or anybody you know is welcome to join us. I'm sorry that it's a woman. It's a woman's chorus. I'm not sorry, but I hope there's a men's chorus that has the same purpose for the men in the room. I wish that for you all. So, okay, so beyond that. So the title of our song, our singing is The Joy of, The Power of Song. So there's so many reasons that I think singing and making music are important, and that they're valuable to all of us. And I have been blessed to be able to basically make it my spiritual practice to make music. I make it my livelihood to make music, and I get to do healing work with people in making music. And I just feel extremely blessed in that. And it's been through the process of being a music teacher that I've learned how healing music can be. So what I believe is that everyone sings until someone tells you not to. I mean, just think about that for a minute. So, it's our first voice. It means that first instrument, the voice is your first instrument, whether you're singing, whether you're speaking, whether you're grunting or making a sound. And it's a powerfully tender instrument. It can be your ally or it can be your nemesis if you have heard and listened to the voice that told you not to sing a little too much. I can tell you personally that one of my main purposes is to sing and sing with others, and I didn't really empower that until I was in my late 20s or early 30s because I had heard some other things about my voice. So from personal experience, when I have people in my studio to sing, there's a lot of people whose voices have been wounded, and I think there's a way through that. Singing together with other people connects us in a way that nothing else does. When you're singing with another person, like your heartbeat beats literally become entwined with each other, and that's a powerful thing. That creates something beyond the brain of a connection. Another fascinating thing to me is the whole chakra system and whatever you know about that. The throat is one of the chakras. It's one of the main power sources of the human body, and that's where that was from, like 1500 BC. The chakra system was brought in by the Jainism into the world. So science even now is starting to support it. You're probably seeing articles on the internet and stuff about how powerful singing is, what happens to the brain when you're singing or making music. It basically is lighting the whole brain up, and that's a powerful thing. It keeps you feeling alive to sing. And then there's all this research about now Alzheimer's and these places where people can't remember anything, and they can remember songs. And what an empowering thing when you're that confused to be able to sing a song that you remember. So there's so much healing potential for making music with other people, for finding your own voice, feeling free with your own voice. So there is that piece. There's that piece where you're feeling free to just express yourself. It might be to speak your truth. It might be to stand up for somebody. It might be just to sing at a family gathering, whether you feel comfortable doing that or not. That's one piece, is claiming your own sovereign voice. And then there's that piece of singing together, which is a different thing. And when I think of that, like songs can be like a mantra. Do you ever get a song stuck in your head all day? So let's choose the songs that are the mantras in our head. There is a lot of power to the songs that you sing. And all the songs that we sing today for and with you are going to be songs that make us feel stronger. And they're the kind of mantra that you want going through your head first thing when you wake up, or when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're frightened about something or you're worried about something. This mantra of a song can come into your head and lift you out of that space. I know, I can't tell you how many times I've gone to the women's chorus practice feeling pretty worn out, feeling like do I have the energy for this? And the energy is there, and it grows between people singing, and I always walk out of that place feeling so different. So thank you all. Okay. The other thing about songs is I feel like they're really powerful to help us to identify our emotions. They help us identify how we're feeling, whether that's joy or peace or anger or sadness. They help us then, if we sing the song, it helps us to express that emotion and move it through our bodies. And then sometimes we can even let go of it if it's an emotion that's causing us problems. So songs are powerful. So in that light, there are a bunch of songs, and there are lyrics in your things, and I'm hoping that you will sing a lot today with us whenever you can. And then I feel like if it's a simple song and you don't need to look at the words, don't look at the words, because there's something different about looking at words and singing. So whenever possible, just join us joyfully singing. The first song that we're going to do is a mantra that I think is a good one for all of us, and the words are, I am as I was meant to be, in the light and the love and the glory. And that's all the words. So. Oh, and one other thing. We're going to do a couple of rounds where we sing the same song and people start at a different time. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send the chorus, like a chunk of the chorus will go over with this portion and help you stay on one part of the round, and a chunk will come to each of the three sections so that we can have that experience together of singing in a round. But this one, we won't do that. But during the course of the day, of the morning, we will do that song, okay? So, all right.
I am as I was meant to be, in the light and love and glory. I am as I was meant to be, in the light and love and glory. In the light, in the love, in the glory of life I am. In the light, in the love, in the glory of life I am. In the light and love and glory, in the light and love and glory, in the light and love and glory I am. In the light and love and glory, in the light and love and glory, in the light and love and glory I am. I am as I was meant to be, in the light and love and glory.
Two songs are about solidarity, a valuable and powerful way to support and affect change. There is little in this world more motivating than a mother protecting her child, a woman defending a loved one, a girl standing up for her sibling or friend. The passion, justice, and sheer intensity is unmatched. Unless you consider a band of women joining together for a cause that is deeply fueled by their shared experiences. For example, Me Too.
Much like the empowerment song we just sang suggests, a woman's voice raised up in the silence can be heard a long way. And I know this to be true because I have experienced it firsthand. A couple of years ago, I had the distinct privilege of joining in solidarity with these women and the women of Montana to raise our voices and march for the benefit of women across the entire nation. We planted our feet on the icy steps behind many female voices, offering up their ideas and thoughts about how to make this world, this nation, a kinder place for all women. Equal. Fair. Our presence alone on those steps was a force field of solidarity. And when it was our time to sing, I realized that not only was my voice supported by the chorus in that I could take more frequent breaths and they would sustain my missing notes, but also that our songs supported the ideas of those speakers, carrying them out into the universe as a unified intention. Greater still, our voices were buoyed by the thousands in that crowd, cheering us on and singing with us. It was incredible. I could feel the energy of those songs flowing through that crowd and being ushered out into the world. Tendrils of solidarity and hope for a brighter future. Music is the easiest and most powerful way to solidify a cause. Hell no, we won't go.
Hell no, we will go.
To solidify team spirit. We've got spirit, yes we do.
We've got spirit, how about you?
Or solidify a room. All you need is an easy tune and a catchy phrase, and soon the entire room will be singing, much like this one is about to. Please don't let me down. We will be singing, "Will You Join Me?" and "We Shall Be Known." And I think the message is fairly clear in the lyrics of these songs, but I also think that Ani DiFranco said it best. There is strength in the differences between us, and there is comfort where we overlap. Good folks of UU Bozeman, kindly raise your voices with us in song and join us on this musical journey celebrating solidarity with invitation, action, and gratefulness, uniting us on a shared path. Trust me, it's super fun.
So this is in your pages there. So will you join me on this journey? This is a song by Judy Piel, and she may have sang this with you in here before. Here we go. It's always good to sing songs like this.
Will you join me on this journey? the soles of our feet. We'll send love to the souls of all the people we meet on this journey. On this journey. We'll help justice to roll on down to the sea, providing a way so that all can be free on this journey.
We get together is, and we sing songs sometimes There are things going on in the world that we need to protest. There are things that we get, sometimes, personally, you get angry about things. Those are all real emotions and feelings, and it's appropriate to have those feelings and find a place to move them. So I think that music is a great place to channel that sort of energy and turn it into something powerful and positive. So we have a couple of songs to sing for you. Let's see. We're going to sing a song called Warrior Woman by the Weird Sisters. And we're also going to sing a song by Sweet Honey in the Rock called I'm Gonna Stand. So we're going to get fired up now.
We will not bow down.
Well, I hope you're enjoying the service so far. I know I certainly am. And now that we've got you all riled up, we're going to bring it back down. Our next topic is peace and grounding. And the songs selected are a magical blend of simplicity, honesty, and the beauty of just those things. So, I'm going to get real honest. The past few years of my life have been rife with uncertainty, tragedy, and an overwhelming sense of instability. My whole world, however small and insignificant to the common passerby, was crashing in on me at a rate that made it difficult to breathe. Even the things that I thought were inherent within me, things that were always a constant, faded into the abyss. I felt like I was floating in the eye of a tornado, outwardly calm at the center, but grasping for anything that would make me feel safe, peaceful, or grounded. But no matter what was happening in my life at the time, a song would come at just the right moment, with just the right words and just the right melody, immediately calming me and placing my feet back on a ground that I couldn't even see. I would play these songs on repeat and belt them out at the top of my lungs when I had the strength to. And when I didn't, I would allow myself to become a puddle, and the music would just wash through me. Music and this chorus, these women, were integral to my healing. They sang to me when I was sick and heartbroken and lost. Their voices shone a light on my path for my feet and placed peace in my heart, if only for a couple of hours every other week. What an incredible gift those couple of hours were, and continue to be as I slowly crawl out of that dark, chaotic, and lonely place. So in my experience, the power of music can only be enhanced when shared with others. It multiplies exponentially when focused on a person, a movement, or a cause. And that is what I get from this chorus of gorgeous souls, a balm of peace and grounding that I have found in no other experience, place, or group I have ever been a part of. Music has the power to recall memories, smells, and sensations. It can make you weep, belly laugh, or booty shake. It is healing. It is hope. It is what connects us to the ancient rhythms of the earth and ultimately to ourselves. And while I'm uncertain where my feet or my heart would be without this incredible group of women or the powerful music that we make together, I do know with absolute certainty that no matter how I feel when I walk into a rehearsal, I always walk out with a smile on my once pained face. My feet on even and solid ground, whether I can see it or not, and an abundance of peace in my restless soul. We will be singing Light and Darkness, Gift of Faith, Wo Ya Ya, and More Love. Songs that create a womb of stillness. Songs that remove the tornado, yet sustain its center. I sincerely hope that you enjoy them, and that they help you find the peace and grounding that you may need in this moment. Please sing with us if you feel so moved. Without hesitation, without self-doubt, just sing. And if not, become a puddle. It certainly works for me.
So, we're going to do a round. This is one of those rounds that we can have a profound experience of harmony together in a very short amount of time. So, we'll start the round, and then I'm actually going to send like clumps of the chorus out to help you stay on the cards. So, the four-part round, the words are light and darkness. And that's all the words. So we're going to sing it for you twice. Is what we'll do. We'll just sing it maybe the first time. Listen and pretend you're joining us singing. That's a really good way to learn a song fast. And then the second time, join in and sing it with us. And then we'll turn it into a round. It'll be good however it works out. So listen to it the first time and then join in.
Light and darkness, light and darkness.
somewhat. My experience of hearing those different chords. Dancing with each other is what it sounds like to me. Okay, this one is in your book, Gift of Faith. And you might, if you haven't heard it, this is another, this is a Judy Field song. Oh, is it? No, no, it's a very strong. Mary Buckley. I learned it from Judy Field. If you want to just listen to it the first time, if you haven't heard it before, and then join us the second time, sometimes that's a more effective way to learn, but just jump in whenever you want to. We'll sing it three times, okay?
But we know within, oh, yeah.
Show you how to waltz.